Justine Goddard says when she heard Killington was going to open today just for season pass holders, she and her husband jumped in their car and drove up from Pennsylvania.
Conditions are wonderful. The snow is very soft. It's great. It's really good. And this is the earliest I've ever been out skiing, so in my life. So it's a good thing, a very good thing.
Last year, Killington opened October 13th, one of their earliest start dates ever. But Rob Magnan, Killington's marketing director, says they had to shut down soon after because of rain.
What looks like is going to happen here is that we've had finally a little bit of a cold spell so that we can get out and make it, and it looks like it's going to be sustainable from now on. So that's the good news on this early opening.
Magnan says one upper mountain slope is open, but with ongoing snowmaking, they hope to add two additional runs this weekend. He smiles as he mentions he was one of the lucky few who first tested the run yesterday morning.
Woohoo! Oh my God, it's fun. It's skiing in October. Are you crazy? For us passionate people, this is as good as it gets.
Mark Strollo of Waterford, Connecticut, and Bob Dillon from East Hampton, Massachusetts, were all smiles as they walked to the gondola.
We always get here in October. Sometimes they don't open until the beginning of November, but we're ready. We're thinking about it all summer.
It's good to be back.
Killington is the first ski area in Vermont to open for the season. According to the Vermont Ski Areas Association, most other resorts have set opening days closer to Thanksgiving. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Killington.